This isn't audible. Yet. J.S. Hopeful, in association with Broke Gas Station Attendant Studios, presents The Thief and the Prophet Teaser, written by J.S. Hopeful, produced by J.S. Hopeful, voiced by, yeah, it's just me here. I hope you all enjoy this. It's free. No refunds. Dedication. To my fans, without whom this rewrite never would have happened, your faith in me looked to be misplaced, until it wasn't. I'm dedicated to never giving up. This is what I'm meant to do in life, and if I die without a cent to my name and am forgotten by time, if this or any other book I've written makes anyone ask the right questions, then my life has been one well spent. Why I can do this can be put simply, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I hope all readers find something of value to take with them on their journeys, and this helps their compass point home. A bit of history. In 2002 or so, I began writing. My parents were working on a divorce, and video games just weren't enough distraction to push that out of my mind. One night, I sat down at the computer, a newish, at the time, Pentium 2, opened up Word 97, and began to write a story. It was actually a spin-off of a science fiction short I'd written for fun about a space assassin and his people's tragic past. This new short started with a street kid and some enigmatic prophet, and kept going and kept going. I just poured myself into it chapter by chapter to hide from real life and kept doing it. One day, around 8 or so years later, I had what I thought was a single book. When I went to publish, I figured out that I had 3 or more at least. This 12-part, 270,561-word monstrosity was just something, my prospective self-publisher told me, was too big to sell. It was suggested that I cut it up into at least 3 parts, so I took out a loan and released the first version of this book, Makwa's Journey Part 1, The Thief and the Prophet, in 2011. I was under the impression that that was it, that the publisher would push it. I still have the TV ad. And I would release the others in time. I was an author. I was set. That was it. As we both know, that never happened. In 2013, I self-published the second book, Secret of the Peaks, but instead of just pasting in what I had, I added stuff to it, and boy, was that a good thing. In 2015, my greatest work yet, Prince of the Wild Heart, was published, and with even more added content. I then hit a rough patch in my life where care for family became difficult, and in late 2018 my brother Noah died of cancer, shutting down my feeble attempt to get Book 4 off the ground through a writer's block. In 2019 my first publisher went bankrupt and into criminal proceedings, cutting off the original book. It stinks, but hey, the book is better for having been rewritten, and is cheaper now without the price point that was simply too high for most consumers to risk for a first-time author. I have no excuse for taking so long to get back into the fight, but I'm willing to die on this hill if I must. Glory to God and pass the ammo. So what is this? This audiobook is a preview of the first half of the book, give or take, in my first series. I'm releasing it to be, pirated? Apparently. At least for non-commercial purposes. Yo-ho-ho. If you like this book, please consider buying the whole book, either in print form or in full audiobook when available. Point your friends to this audio freebie, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to be a real author someday. Here's hoping. Make a copy and share it with said friends if you want. This freebie may be available forever, or may be there for a limited time until it is taken down once I get the full audiobook published out there. We'll see. If you have it, you've beaten the system. Yar! For more information, jshopeful.com. The World and People. The world of Nam is a planet similar to Earth in terms of climate, creatures, and people. It has 2 moons. These include one that is similar to Luna, casting pale, silvery-white light, and another that casts shimmering teal and violet hues. The world has oceans, mountains, jungles, deserts, prairies, and just about everything else Earth has, making for a diverse and interesting environment. The Namans themselves resemble humanoid felines, possessing a tail, ears that poke up from their heads, a smallish muzzle for a mouth, and various pelt colorations. The males have manes. This said, they are not animals and can do anything that a human can, from fine manipulation with hands to the design and construction of ships and aircraft. They are bipedal and wear clothing because they consider it civilized to do so. In short, they are an alien reflection of us, possessing all of our inherent dignity, beauty, and horror in a way that has once removed perspective from our own virtues and faults. Author's note. This story contains a translation device, and while this is rendered in a way that becomes almost transparent to a reader, the conversion to audio requires a bit of an adjustment. As such, whenever the device is used, I'm giving the words a slight echo to designate what would otherwise be written in specialized italics to indicate that the words are understood in a language that is not native to the listener. It sounds like this. I know. This is taking forever. On with the story!